On our new episode of Culture Clash, comedian Sameer Suri takes aim at the yoga and meditation culture of Southern California. When even perfectly sensible clothes stores start calling their sweatpants yoga pants, our cultural correspondent has had enough.
Spiritual therapy through yoga and meditation never worked for me. If I ever find my inner child, I'm having an abortion. LA doesn't seem to agree with me, though. Drive through Marina Del Rey or Santa Monica and you'll find more yoga centers and spiritual bookstores than Robin Thicke has strains of herpes. Walking into one of these yoga studios is like reading psychological profiles from a mental hospital. The first thing you'll notice is that there are no doors in the whole building, just beads. Curtains upon curtains of beads. I went into one of these yoga studios where the bathroom curtain was made of beads that looked like pills. You're wandering through the Courtney Love breakfast platter just to get in to wash your face. Then, if your feet don't sink irretrievably into the orange shag rugs, you might be able to walk past some of the books they're selling, and my god, Chade Mentang's Search Inside Yourself, which sounds like a guide to self-colonoscopies. What books do you imagine will be showing up at these stores next? The Chi in Chicago, How Al Capone Found Inner Peace, The Savasana of the Lambs, Out Then and Again, The Placenta Cookbook. Go into a yoga class and you'll hear someone waxing ad nauseum about how India has a culture of peacefulness and centeredness. Once, while visiting New Delhi, I looked out my window and saw a man defecating onto the street next to a woman holding up a shrunken head and singing about Allah. If this is centeredness, what precisely would qualify as off-balance? Stay a little longer and you'll get a spiel about how it's possible to be interfaith, to believe in all faiths. Right. Because it makes perfect sense to believe simultaneously that Jesus was the Messiah, but also that he wasn't and we're still waiting for the Messiah to arrive, and also that he was actually just a prophet functioning as a warm-up act for Muhammad. These people should cut ads. The interfaith movement. So much of everything, it's nothing. At the end of the day, though, it is harmless. Yes, these people's concept of India is totally inconsistent with what India is actually like, but being inconsistent with what India is actually like also means no one has ever brought a shrunken head to my yoga class. Yes, being interfaith doesn't make sense, but it's better than India's current situation with religion, in which sectarian violence is tearing apart the country the way Michael Moore tears apart a 6-foot hero sandwich within 12 seconds of seeing it. At the end of the day, it is adorable, but also hilarious. I'm Sameer Suri, and this is Culture Clash, Annenberg Radio News.